Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. Mind your business. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Lin Li Fu and Ryan Huang. Time for Mind Your Business.
Yes, and it's a conversation about climate change. And we are looking at rising sea levels and land subsidence, or what's also described as sinking land. These are some of the effects of global warming caused by carbon emissions, which of course have been worsened by rapid economic development.
That's right. These factors have led to the emergence of flooding and water hazards in Asia's cities. And Singapore is not immune to these effects. The PUB's website states that in Singapore, the mean sea levels have risen by 14 centimetres since pre-1970 levels and are projected to rise up to 1 metre by the year 2100 or up to 4 to 5 metres with storm surges. Well, that's a bit worrying.
Yeah, so no surprise that Singapore is committed to fighting climate change by partnering with industry players. And one of its initiatives is awarding grants, such as the one given by the Temasek Foundation to GAIT Global. That is GAIT Global, a climate tech startup.
A little bit of background here. GAIT Global, short for Green Artificial Intelligence Technology Global, is a Singapore-based climate group specializing in carbon projects, nature-based solutions, and green technologies. It says its technology, using AI and spatial data, is the only real-time measure of carbon in the atmosphere and will help catalyze the world's efforts in combating climate change.
Now, to help us break it all down for us in layman terms, joining us from New Zealand is Alfie Robertson, Head of Strategy for GAIT Global. Alfie, welcome to the show.
Very good morning, Alfie.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here. Nice to meet you both, Ryan and Lindley.
Alfie, help us put things into perspective. What are some of the challenges associated with measuring carbon emissions, such as greenhouse emissions?
For sure. I think you said it best in terms of climate change being one of the biggest issues that our generation faces. So really, the world is facing two interlinked and compounding crises. So that's changing climate and nature loss. Now, nature-based solutions, so those are the conservation, restoration, and land management activities that can store carbon and also avoid greenhouse gases entering the atmosphere, really offer a way to mitigate climate change and increase the social and environmental resilience as the climate changes. So the challenges when you're facing measuring these emissions is really that carbon markets and nature-based solutions in particular are restricted by outdated technology. So we have some inefficiencies in the market due to expensive and overcomplicated and also time-consuming methodologies and tools that really limit the impact that can be made on the ground. These are also unscalable. So we have some outdated methodologies that have essentially been built without the consideration of new technology developments to help them scale. And we also have a fragmented market in which the platforms and processes used to mitigate climate change are overly complex and bureaucratic, which really prioritizes process over action.
And Alfie, so to some extent, you can't fix the problem or figure out what progress you're making if you can't measure it. So help us understand in layman terms, how does the GAIT methodology work in measuring greenhouse gas emissions and carbon project metrics?
For sure. So the GAIT system is a digital MRV. That's a measuring, reporting and verification system. And the approach fuses flux sensors, which is a piece of hardware on the ground, spatial data, so that's both publicly and privately sourced satellite data, and machine learning algorithms to analyze carbon metrics in near real time. So we feed a continuous data stream from our sensors, which measure carbon density and flux in wind samples, and that allows us to measure the sequestration and rate at which carbon's going into the ground, so the rate at which it's being abated or absorbed, into vegetation such as forests, mangroves, and also into soil. So combined with the spatial data and machine learning algorithms, we essentially train our system to be able to extrapolate these results over much larger areas, which reduces the number of sensors we require on the ground for each project.
So GAIT Technology is currently doing this that no one else can do. So how effective is it in comparison to maybe other measurement methods, physical examples, or, you know, can you give us some of that physical spatial data?
Yeah, definitely. So currently measurement is carried out through manual implementation, so requiring in-person physical assessment. So an example would be ARR projects. So that's put simply, it's essentially planting trees, afforestation, restoration and rejuvenation. And they require sample plots. So you basically take a small area within the total project for statistical analysis, and that's conducted by hand. So measuring the sample of tree height and diameter. And then that's extrapolated out over a much larger area. Whereas our process basically removes that reliance on physical sampling data at the project level, and we can conduct it at a fraction of the cost. So really what you find is you have this continuum from one side, accuracy, and from the other side, scalability. Mm. Now we're trying to sort of balance the act of the two. So how can we use technology to unlock the scalability while retaining the accuracy that gives us the confidence to give those carbon metrics and make sure what's happening on the ground is being recorded in the atmosphere?
Yeah, talk about a couple of benefits: scalability, lower cost, and of course, accuracy. So give us an idea what sort of game-changing applications we can foresee in the future with this being applied.
Definitely. So I think to contextualize it, we started in the MRV technology space, and we were looking to provide a SaaS product to existing carbon project developers. Quickly, what we realized is the technology really became a catalyst for our growth, and it enabled us to play a much larger role in the full carbon project development cycle. So really, we're unlocking the full potential of nature-based solutions, providing a more scalable and consistent measurement system. And this is across every ecosystem type and size. So the benefits obviously are far reaching, but really we're trying to make carbon projects more feasible. So increase the uptake for landholders and governments that are considering these conservation or restoration activities. We really want to create the feasibility and the opportunity for them to go after it without having to go down the complexities and the lack of technology that's currently out there in market.
We're in conversation with Alfie Robertson, Head of Strategy at Gate Global, which is a Singapore-based climate group specializing in carbon projects, nature-based solutions and green technologies. Alfie, you were awarded a grant by Temasek Foundation to spearhead a scalable, commercialized blue carbon measurement methodology, which is currently utilized to quantify Singapore's mangrove carbon sequestration rates, including McRitchie Reservoir. Tell us more about this blue carbon measurement and what issues does it aim to address?
Definitely. So to clarify there, there's two activities going on. So firstly, we successfully conducted a proof of concept to validate the GATE system for quantifying carbon flux at the McRitchie Reservoir. And this was in collaboration with the Agency for Science, Technology and Research, ASTAR, and the National Parks Board, NPARKS. Now, this was for green carbon, given that the ecosystem in the reservoir is primarily of forest biome. Mm. But off the back of this validation, we were granted a blue carbon research grant by the Temasek Foundation to explore blue carbon opportunities in the wider Asia-Pacific region. And because our system is unique in its approach, as we're taking carbon flux from wind samples, really it can be applied across any ecosystem, which is probably the most unique and unique value proposition behind the GATE system. So we're focusing on seagrass and mangrove restoration projects. This is one of the largest opportunities, particularly in Asia Pacific, given the coastal and wetlands that arise in these areas. And to sort of put it in context, a dense tropical forest could sequester anywhere from 40 to 100 tons of carbon per hectare, whereas mangroves can be up to 400 to 800 tons per hectare. So they're an extremely valuable resource when we're trying to combat climate change. And because of this, the ability to measure these at scale, which is something that hasn't been provided in market yet, really has allowed us to unlock blue carbon projects in the wider Pacific. So we have projects in Tonga, soon to be expanding into the other Pacific islands, and in New Zealand as well with Conservation International. And this is looking to help protect and restore coastal and wetland areas with the local and indigenous iwi.
Right.
And I suppose blue refers to the fact that it's to do with the world's ocean and coastal ecosystems.
That's correct.
All right, so we've got blue carbon from the oceans and, of course, green carbon from the forest areas. So I'm just going to look at how applications can be applied for businesses, because I'm thinking, hey, I am under pressure to do more on the ESG front, and I've got stakeholders and shareholders who want me to do more as well. So how can I use the GATE methodology to support these efforts?
For sure. So, yeah, we've quickly expanded across the whole value chain. So we work with landholders, carbon project developers, all the way through to carbon buyers. So we're increasing the feasibility of carbon projects with a unique approach to quantifying carbon sequestration and storage in these nature-based projects. Really, we're looking to expand our existing pipeline. We have approximately 10 million hectares of pipeline at the moment, but are continuously looking to expand this and connect with governments, landholders, and businesses that really want to improve and help meet their net zero commitments. So I think from a visionary point of view, we're trying to build a world that's more accurate, scalable, and sustainable. And the way we're going to achieve that is by measuring and quantifying the carbon sequestration that can occur from our nature, which is all around us.
All right, thank you very much, Elfie. We've been speaking with Elfie Robertson, Head of Strategy at GAIT Global. That's GAIT, which stands for Green Artificial Intelligence Technology Global. Thank you very much for your insights.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.